In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When God took the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt and brought them dry-shod through the Red Sea, he next led them to Mount Sinai. And it was there that he made his covenant with them, a covenant he made through the intercession of Moses, and one which also gave the children of Israel his law. He taught them never to add to that law nor to subtract from it, but to observe it carefully. Now, part of this law were moral commandments, things like what we find in the Ten Commandments: honor your father and mother, do not take the name of the Lord in vain, thou shalt not murder. Some of them were cultic, in other words, religious laws about when certain feasts would be celebrated and what sacrifices would be offered and how they would be offered. And some were laws concerning what was clean and unclean, the kosher laws. So, for example, you were told that you could not eat a buzzard. Not that anyone would want to, but you couldn't. But more to the point, and with great sorrow, you couldn't eat a cheeseburger or, heaven forbid, bacon. Horrible thing. There were over 600 precepts of this law. Now, when Jesus came, he did away with all of that stuff, didn't he? Wrong. Jesus himself says elsewhere that I have come not to abolish the law, but to perfect it. Now, with the coming of the new covenant, some things did indeed change. Because Jesus Christ had atoned for our sins, he had suffered for us, he had died for us. There is no need for the temple sacrifices anymore, because Jesus is the one sacrifice made present to us through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Because there is no need for the temple sacrifices, there was no need for the Aaronic priesthood anymore. The priesthood of Aaron passed away. And remember that Jesus said that all food was rendered clean. So yes, my friends, cheeseburgers and bacon, and most blessed of all, bacon cheeseburgers, are back on the menu. The moral law, however, was maintained. And in fact, it was made stricter. Did not our Lord say, "You have heard that it was said, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say to you, he who looks at a woman with lust in his heart has already committed adultery." Jesus teaches us that it is not enough merely to be clean out here, but we need to be clean within our minds and in our hearts. And so in today's gospel, we find Pharisees and scribes who had come from Jerusalem, and they saw that Jesus' disciples did not wash their hands. My grandfather was a big one on hand washing. He'd say, "Have you washed your hands?" Now, when I got to be an ornery teenager, and one day maybe I'll grow out of that, but not today, I would say to him, "No," and I would go over and touch him and say, "I've touched really bad things, I'm going to touch your food." It wasn't that kind of hand washing. It had absolutely nothing to do with hygiene. You know, we didn't know about germs until Louis Pasteur, right? What it had to do with was ritual cleanliness. Because some things, according to the law of Moses, that if you touched them or, heaven forbid, ate them, made you unclean, separated you from God. An example would be blood. Human blood made you unclean. This is why, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, the priest and the Levite would not touch the man who had fallen among thieves and help him. Because if they had, they would have been rendered unfit for service in the temple. And the idea was that if you touched something accidentally that was unclean, and then you ate something, that uncleanliness would come into you. So we had to prevent that. So they had a custom of ritual washings to keep anything that you might have accidentally touched from coming into your mouth and into your body and rendering you unclean. Jesus takes this opportunity to point out that what makes us unclean, and what does unclean mean? It means being separated from God. Jesus takes this opportunity to point out that it's not what you eat or what you touch that makes you unclean. It's what you say and what you do. Uncleanliness doesn't come from out here. It comes from in the mind and in the heart. Evil thoughts that lead to evil actions. You deal with those, and you will be clean. Now, you may have heard some people say that Jesus did not come to establish rules. Absolute nonsense, or at least except in the sense that Jesus didn't come just to establish rules. But he gave us a lot of rules. You don't believe me? Look at the Gospels. Go home, pull out your Bible, look, and every time Jesus tells someone to do something or not to do it, that's a rule. And he establishes these rules so that we may be not merely hearers of the word, but doers of the word, so that we may be led through this life to life everlasting, where we will never be separated from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.